97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And when you start getting into relationships with members of the opposite sex, they a lot of times open your world to things that you weren't normally into. With me, she opened my world up to cooking. She loves the Food Network. We had to go out and buy new Rachael Ray pans. And she brought me to a show called Hell's Kitchen. And on the phone right now, one of the very few people who have actually been able to do it twice. I think the only one. It is it's Chef Rob. Rob, how you doing, brother?
I'm excellent, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling? Every time I see you on the TV, you're getting looked at by a medic.
Oh man, I'm dropping like flies on that show, man. It's like a plague on that. That's what happens, man. I was out of shape, overweight, you know what I mean? Just putting a toll on the heart, and it was a real wake-up call for my career and my health, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's no denying on that show that Gordon Ramsay didn't respect and like me and that my food wasn't good, you know what I mean? I won challenges. He loved the food, and he even called me a food geek, like I just know too much about it, and for a guy from the street. So, it's a wake-up call, man. I'm worthless to anybody if I'm 6 feet under, you know.
Oh, I completely understand. Again, we're talking to Chef Rob, Hell's Kitchen, the last two seasons. Now, I feel like a kinship with you because about 2 years ago, I was 450 pounds.
Wow.
All right, so I'm,
you know. We could have been the new Twin Towers. You never know right there.
That's what I'm saying. You're my brother from another mother.
That's it.
All right, so, we're in the Fat Guy Union together, so I feel like a kinship with you.
Sorry, I carry my card proud.
Exactly. Since then, I've had the gastric bypass surgery, and I've lost 200 pounds.
That's awesome, man.
Now,
I was a little nervous to get underneath. I had the appointment to go before. I actually had a surgery set, man. And had the insurance and everything all approved, and then I got that call, man. Like, you want to let's go to Hell's Kitchen. So, kind of put it on the back burner, and now I hooked up. You know, you never know if one door closes, another opens. I hooked up with like LA Weight Loss, and they have me doing their Fat Boy representative of Long Island, and like coming up with recipes, and they're helping, you know. So like I'm like their new Jerry from Subway. You know?
Oh, dude, that's fantastic. Good for you. I was gonna ask, you know, since Hell's Kitchen, how has life changed for you? I mean, obviously you get the day to day. Hey, you're the fat chef from Hell's Kitchen, but how has life changed for you since then?
You know what? One of the biggest things for me, man, like, I hope you got some time. Like, I went ahead and I talked to these other guys, and not to be, like, I'm more humble and grateful than anything, but when I talk to other Hell's Kitchen guys, and I'm like, even the winners, like, it's unbelievable, like, the things that I'm doing now compared to them, and I'm just thankful. I mean, it all has to do with, like, the thousands of fans and the letters that I get personally, you know what I mean, that just support me and they push me into the right direction. Just for example, I was supposed to go on, you go on Hell's Kitchen to win a restaurant. I opened two. I own a place in East Hampton called Georgica.
Okay.
That I opened with Seth Levine from season 5. And then I'm working on my second that's going to open at the end of this winter called One York in Tribeca. And in New York City, and it's a dream come true. It's going to be all like Southern comfort, fine dining, what you're used to seeing me do, the soul food on the show, and really just kind of give those yuppies something that they've never seen before, some shrimp and grits and some chicken and waffles, you know?
Dude, that's fantastic.
I do things like I was invited to the Bunny Ranch for Dennis Hoff's birthday. He invited me down. He was a big fan of the show with the girls, and invited me down to Reno to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, and I did his Hawaiian luau, and they loved it so much that he made me the official, hired me on as the official executive chef for the bunnies.
Oh, boy. All right, we need to talk here. Again, we're talking to Chef Rob from Hell's Kitchen the past two seasons. Now, I've had Dennis on the show from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, and he's given me He's given me an offer. He said, anytime you're in the area, come down and you can have the Big Papa special. Now,
Big Papa special.
That's what he called it. And he sent me an email earlier this week. I think I'm going to have him on sometime in the next couple of weeks because the new season's coming out.
Right.
Explain, because not a lot of people get to go to this place, explain what the, you know, Dennis Huff's birthday party is like at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Okay, first of all, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch is you might as well be, you ever when you were a little kid and the first time you walk through Walt Disney World and the gates opened up and you see like Mickey Mouse and you see Donald Duck in the little fake suits and you get all like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God?
Yeah.
Just imagine those suits, but instead of suits, it's just like songs and like scandalous little outfits. It's like an adult Disneyland, man. It's like, you can go ride a ride and have a dream, and you know what I mean.
Did you start singing "When You Wish Upon a Star"?
His birthday party, he does it. I mean, for a Hawaiian luau, like I can't name all the celebrities that were there. You know what I mean? But
right.
It's packed full. They had China was there, Joey Badafuco, you know, Ron Jeremy. It was just packed full of like Shifty from Crazy Town. You know what I mean? It was nuts. And then they had me there doing the food, and we went insane, man. I couldn't believe like the people I met and the connections that Dennis Huff hooked me up with, and you know, I'm gonna be part of the show next season too. And through Dennis, got invited to the Playboy Mansion on Halloween on the 31st next week.
All right, so you're going to the Halloween. You're going to the Halloween party at the Playboy Mansion. What are you dressing up as?
You know what? I was told. You know, I was like, "What is your costume going to be?" I was like, "You know what? I'm going to go as Chef Rob from Hell's Kitchen, but this I'm going to wear like a donkey ears."
There you go.
You know, Gordon calls you donkey and everything. So, and then I'm going to have like a name tag, a big name tag that says, "Hello, my name is."
Yeah.
It's going to say Gordon's bitch.
There you go. There you go. It's Chef Rob in Hell's Kitchen. I know you're short on time. You got lots of stuff to do. Just a couple quick questions. What kind of money did you get to do like a season of Hell's Kitchen? Is it like 100 grand? Is it like 50 grand? What kind of scratch are we talking?
Well, I mean, if you can win the show, you win $250,000. And you win the restaurant. And
right.
And just for going on the show, they take care of you, but I can't really
okay.
talk about it.
That's fair. Now, the other question is, do you get any back end, like on the DVD sales or anything like that, or is it just like a one-time thing?
You know what? I'm sure that's somewhere in the contract. I know they got a game out and all sorts of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I know that, you know, I haven't even read into that stuff. It's my agent does all that.
You need to look into that because that's the money that'll keep coming in years and years and years from now.
You know what the best part is like through this whole thing. Not even like you know, I love meeting the fans that come up to me on the street and just be like, Rob, you know, you're a big guy, inspiration, whatever. You know, and that's awesome. But you know what? You know what the real trip is? Is my restaurant. I get packed full of celebrities in the Hamptons. Quick story is, I got a tap on the shoulder. I'm walking through my restaurant. I turn around and I hear, "Can I get a picture with you, man? I'd really like your autograph." I turn around, it's Bon Jovi, and he's like,
"No,
are you kidding me right now?" I'm like, "Dude, can I have your autograph? Is there anything I can do? Do you need your feet rubbed? You know what I mean?" Like, Bon Jovi. I said, "Man, He goes, "Man, I've been down with you since season 5." I'm like, "Bro, I've been down with you since Slippery When Wet." So how are you doing?
Fantastic. It's Chef Rob, Hell's Kitchen. Congratulations on all of your success, dude. I'm a huge fan, and I like I said, I feel like a kinship with you.
I appreciate it, big man, and I like hearing success stories with that surgery, and you know, you never know, man. I feel like that might be the next step.
Dude, there's nothing better than being able to look down and see your feet, brother.
I hear you. And see other things.
Chef Rob, everybody from Hell's Kitchen. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.